I'd certainly like to get some hogs in to root it out of my yard.
Well, you can put a bunch of hogs on a Johnson grass patch and they'll kill it out pretty fast, but you starve a bunch of hogs to death if you ain't careful. That top, they'll eat that top, but it won't somewhere or other, they don't do no good on. But cattle does good on.
Huh.
I don't know why, but it ain't no good for a hog. It's like starve a bunch of death one time trying to
teach them to eat it, huh?
Trying to teach them to eat that Johnson grass. They'll root out and get them roots and eat the roots, but they won't eat that tough, or if they do, it don't do them any good. They'll starve to death on them.
Hmm.
Now, they won't starve on Bermuda grass.
Hmm.
They'll live on Bermuda grass, but I've seen them do it, but they won't live on Johnson grass.
My goodness.
But a cow will get fat on Johnson grass. Yeah, boy. And in the wintertime, if you plow them roots out, she'll winter on them roots, I'll guarantee you.
Hmm.
They're in good shape, too.
Just go around and graze on them, huh? Forage?
You get them out of the horse, you can get a hold of them. You can get them.
Huh. Strange. You raise that vine here that has a little nuts under the ground? Little nut-like things?
Peanut?
Yeah.
Yeah, we raise peanuts.
What'd you call those as a boy?
Goobers.
Goobers?
Yeah.
Is there a difference between peanuts and goobers?
Yeah, they are. The peanut is smaller. The goober was a great big, as I remember it, and possibly it'd have three kernels in one hub.
Uh-huh.
It'd be that long on your fingernails.
Uh-huh.
The little Spanish peanut that we raise here now only has two kernels to the hub, and they're small.
Uh-huh.
That's the difference that I've seen in them.
Uh-huh. Now with this, were they all goobers when you were a boy?
Yeah, that is all I knew was the goobers. Never heard of peanuts then.
Uh-huh. That was if they had two kernels or three
Yeah,
kernels.
Whatever they had, they had all goobers. But since they have brought in the Spanish peanut and give it that term name, I can see a difference between it and the goober that we had then.
Uh-huh. And where did you say you grew your vegetables?
We grew them out in the garden.
Uh-huh. And what did you say you grew in the garden?
Oh, we grew vegetables.
Uh-huh. You're back and forth, back and forth.
And what we don't grow, our kids grow.
And what you do grow and don't pick, they'll pick, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good way to do it.
And we don't get it. We don't have it. Well,
we're
going to get it off
of them. Well, that's a wonderful way to do it. Thank goodness for the deep freeze, huh? What do you call the edible tops of vegetables?
Greens.
That's all of them. A poke.
Poke, mustard, turnips, all greens.
Mighty good.
Yeah, they are.
Let's see, we were talking about corn. What do you call it when you go out and pick some corn and bring it in and take off that outer part?
Shuck. Yeah.
And then put it in a pan of boiling water.
Yeah, that's corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob?
Mm-hmm.
What did you call this as a boy?
Roasting ears.
Uh-huh. And, when it's in the ear, that stuff that sticks out of the top of the ear?
Yeah.
The
silk.
Uh-huh. And then up on top of the stalk?
That's the tassel.
Uh-huh. Is there a difference roasting ears? Now, what kind of corn would that be?
Well, that's when the corn first forms on the cob before it begins to dry and shrink up.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be field corn or any other kind?
Any kind of corn, yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you have in your cornfield maybe those vines that would have the yellow fruit with a crooked neck?